This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, December 1st, brought to you by ADM. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Office of the U.S. Trade Representative to hold a three-day listening session on a North American trade pact as a part of its feedback gathering process ahead of a review next year. USTR will hear stakeholder views on the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement from Wednesday to Friday of this week. The free trade agreement was inked during Trump's first term, has a built-in review mechanism that directs the three parties to review the deal after 6 years and then decide whether to extend, reform, or scrap it after 2036. A comment period on the deal closed last month received more than 1,500 comments, including responses from over 100 ag groups and more than 90 individual farmers and ranchers. USMCA enjoys widespread support among many ag industries, but plenty of respondents also made recommendations for improving the deal. One outstanding question centers on whether an updated agreement would have to be approved by Congress. And that question may be answered on how many changes are agreed to in the review and subsequent approval process. Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rowland has said in an announcement on a support package for farmers, it's imminent. It could land as soon as this week. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden has indicated that the payment plan would take into account recent changes in commodity markets. In an analysis released last week, the American Farm Bureau Federation warned that 5 of 7 major crops, they're set to see larger average losses this year. Farm Bureau said rising input costs and export uncertainty exacerbating the economic squeeze on producers and increasing the need for further assistance. Some farm program critics are pushing the administration to learn from the assistance program stood up in Trump's first term to improve efficiency and avoid overspending. USDA released another catch-up sales report early this morning, bringing that data now up to October 23rd. In that report, corn commitment pace remained strong, 37% ahead of the same point a year ago. At mid-morning, USDA released then their weekly inspections report with data up to November 27th. Corn inspected for export through the week was 56 million bushels, bringing the grand total to 746.7 million bushels for the marketing year, and that is up 71% from the same period last year. The sales pace for the December WASDE of just over 3 billion bushels is forecast for the 25-26 marketing year. In world corn news, Argentina's 2026 corn crop reached just under 40% planted as of last week. That, according to the Buenos Aires Grain Exchange, it is said to be 82% good to excellent thus far. December forecasts for Argentina lean now to the dry side. That could become an issue as early planted corn begins to pollinate this month. In Brazil, the vast majority of corn will not be planted until February and March. It follows the soybean harvest, but CONAB is expected a 4% rise in corn hectares planted as compared to 2025. Reports surfaced last week and through the weekend from South China Morning Post as well as Bloomberg and other news sources that China had suspended imports from a handful of Brazilian exporters due to reported contamination of some shipments with wheat. U.S. market response to the news was muted. However, there was no follow-up flash sales announced from the USDA that might point to a longer-term signal that China is switching to the U.S. as its preferred source for soybeans. Harvest to home sounds so simple, but a lot happens between the two. 18,000 people work for ADM in the U.S., operating a vast transportation and manufacturing network. That allowed ADM to purchase over 1 billion bushels of crops from over 56,000 U.S. farmers last year and transport those crops to U.S. and global markets so their ingredients could sustain and benefit families everywhere. Learn more at ADM.com.